Please take your Bible and turn with me to Revelation chapter 22. We continue the study in this precious book. Revelation chapter 22. We're going to begin reading with the fifth verse. We got from verse 1 down through verse 5. So Revelation 22, beginning to read with verse 5. And there shall be no night there, and there need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things, saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we praise you for the precious reading of your word. I just ask that you'll show us your perfect way and perfect will for us today. Take your words to do that. When we study your word, when we open your precious book, dear Lord, it allows the Holy Spirit to come and to direct us, to lead us, to teach us, to empower us, to give us wisdom, to give us strength, to live each day. It gives us guidance each day. So please, dear Lord, as we come together today as a family, I just ask that you'll show us your way and will. Give us the strength for today. And if you give us tomorrow, then I ask for the strength of tomorrow. But today, Father, is the day that we should focus upon and enjoy and fellowship. Please, don't allow us to worry about tomorrow. There'll be enough worries and problems of tomorrow. There's enough of today. We don't need to worry about tomorrow, dear Lord. So please, just guide and lead us and give us wisdom and guidance and direction and strength. Speak to our hearts now, dear Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. This fifth verse, as we continue to enjoy the study of the final chapter of this precious book, there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. Verse 25 of the last chapter, chapter 21, tells us, "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for thou shalt be no night there." No night. The only way darkness exists is because of the absence of light. And this new earth and new Jerusalem, there will never be the absence of light. And so there'll never be darkness. No darkness. Eternity will be as one beautiful, wonderful, endless day. What a wonderful day it's going to be. And the Scripture tells us in the end of that verse, we shall reign and they shall reign forever and ever. Reign forever and ever. Each verse, it seems to be almost a chapter as it opens up our new life that we're going to have with the Lord Jesus. And so just kind of look at it as we find not only what is to be there and who is to be there, but also to see what is not going to be there. And so please, as we continue now and look at the 6th, 7th verse, "He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." We can depend upon the Word of God. Nothing else in this world is for sure. You don't know whether we will even have a tomorrow. None of us are promised that. We are promised today. And that's the reason when we study the Scripture says today is the day of salvation. Because there isn't a one here or a one that has ever lived or lived today that is promised tomorrow. And so we need to prepare for tomorrow by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the caretaker. He is the one that knows all of our tomorrows, whether it be here on earth or here in heaven with him. He knows our tomorrows. And so be ready and be prepared. And the way that we can do that is to study this precious book, because this book is full of the truths of God's Word. And so to know it, to study it, to enjoy it. We need not to believe the liberals and the haters of God that say that, oh, there's parts of this that are inspired, but not all. It is God's inspired word from cover to cover. And so please enjoy it, study it, stand upon it, and know it to be true, because this is truth. And the Word of God tells us that the one that reads this is the one that is blessed. "He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." In order to keep them, to live by them, we must know them. And we must study them. And the Word tells us in the end of verse 6 that it will shortly be done. And then in the beginning of verse 7 it says, "Behold, I come quickly." This was almost 2,000 years ago that the Lord has recorded these words. And so the enemies of God, those that do not believe the Word of God, question his coming. Is he truly coming? And they even go further than that and say, he's not coming. He's not coming. They said that about his first coming, and they say it about his second coming. He came the first time, and he will come the second. We know it without question. We need to get away from our calendar and our time a little bit to realize what God is really saying here. because it has been almost 2,000 years since he tells us, "Behold, I come quickly," or "these things must shortly be done." Well, understand that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So the way God looks at it, it's been 2 days. Been 2 days. That's his concept of time. And we need to look at his concept of time. It has been 2 days. That's all it's been. And so please just know for certain that he is returning, and all that we have studied will come to pass, and it is coming very quickly. And know that it's not been, as we look at, 2,000 years, he's not coming. No, it's been 2 days. Just been 2 days. And you and I know that the older we get, every day passes by so quickly. You know, it should be 4th of July last year. You know, it shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be over with Thanksgiving, Christmas, the New Year's. It shouldn't be. Time just moves so fast. Well, you just wait, because in the Lord's eyes, it's only been 2 days, and he is going to come and get his church and take us home. He is coming quickly. It may be today. And as the 20th verse tells us there in the end of the center of the 20th verse, it says, "Surely I come quickly." And then at the end of that verse, John says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come." We should be looking for his return. We should be excited about his return. And we get so tied up in the things of each day. We have so much to do, and so we need to be very busy about serving him and praising him and honoring him, getting his precious word out that multitudes will be saved. That at the end, you know, we look at the flood, and a lot of people say that they believe there's going to be a great revival right before the Lord Jesus returns. I don't see that in the Word. I don't find that. I hope that it's true that that'll happen. But there was no great revival when God shut the door on Noah's Ark, on the Ark of God, and the Lord shut the door. There was no revival. The Word was preached, and the Word was preached, and the Word was preached, and there were 8 souls that were saved. That's all. That's all out of the whole world. And then that was a complete destruction of the world and of man, except for those that listened to God and entered into the ark. Another example we have is Lot with Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the valley. When the destruction of that was about to take place, there were 3, Lot and his 2 daughters. That's all that left. That's all that was saved. That was a more of a local destruction. But the other was a world that it was all destroyed. Neither time, when destruction was there a revival. So we really don't have that anywhere in the Scripture to let us really believe that there's going to be a great revival at the end. So we must be out every day. We must be studying the Word of God, telling people about the Lord Jesus, bringing them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the day is coming, and it's coming very quickly. And if you wake up in the morning, or if you wake up in the middle of the night and say, "Lord, will it be today? Will it be today that you come to get his church, your church, us, the bride? Will today be the day?" You'd be surprised how that'll change your day. Many worries that you have will go away. If he's coming today, what's there to worry about? And we need to live each day that today is going to be the day. We find here in the next verse, we're told, "Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." And then verse 8, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. John is writing what he had seen and heard. This wasn't rumor. This wasn't hearsay. It's what he had seen and heard. And he had the opportunity. You see, we're confined to this life and to this earth and to this time. Our God knows the future. And so to trust him, to walk with him, to depend upon him, there's no greater one to trust than the one that knows tomorrow. Just because you can't see it or I can't see it doesn't make any difference. Trust him. Walk with him each and every day. Here we find that John has witnessed this. He has clearly heard this, and he's told to record it, and he did. He recorded it by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just moved his hand and has written this precious book for us, and from cover to cover. But here with Revelation, what an insight that we have, and we need to search it and to study it. We have taught it many times here in studies. We have preached it now at the pulpit. We are doing it over the radio station in Quincy, over 105. We're to the third chapter now. People need to know that the time is coming. And have you noticed that it's common? You hear many preachers preaching on Revelation today. Because I think folks know, just because it's just been 2 days, he's going to come. And he's coming quickly. So be prepared and be ready. Know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Be serving him and praising him. John was so overtaken by what he has witnessed here that he fell to the feet of the messenger that brought it. And that messenger immediately kind of chastised John and says, "No, John, no, don't do that." You know, that's the reason today why we have in our churches why they're referred to as reverend. They hold a position of great honor, and man is supposed to lift them up. The only one we're to reverence is our Lord, and we need to see that whether it be the Pope or the preacher, whether it be anyone, no one is to be worshipped but God. And some seem to think that you're to bow at their feet and worship them. The Word of God is very clear that the only one to be worshipped is worship God, this messenger said. And we need to do that. We need to worship God. You've probably listened this last week that the last pope is about to gain his sainthood. They need to find one more miracle that he performed while he was here. And once they have that, why then he will be able to gain his sainthood. Well, I want to tell you, I'm a saint right now. I don't have to wait till I'm dead and gone. I don't have to wait 5 years, because that's what you're supposed to wait. They're 5 years, and then they see all the miracles that they've performed. But I'm not saved. I'm not going to get my sainthood because of some work that I've done. I gain my sainthood because of the blood of Jesus Christ and coming by faith to him and him alone. And so please, don't be deceived by all this. And I hate to tell John Paul, but he's in hell unless he trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ. Because that works that he has performed is of no value unless you know Jesus as your personal Savior. Don't miss that. Don't get caught up in all the tradition and all the ceremonies and all those things. It is so sad that today, why it seems that folks, some religions, you can be baptized, and that makes a difference. That gets you into heaven. It gives you the opportunity. Other religions, you can light a candle and pray for folks that it will move them from purgatory on up. Find that in the Word of God and show it to me, if you would, please. We just read verses of Scripture says that not to add to or not to take away from it. That's just what they've done. Did you see what the rest of the results of doing that? And yet multitudes of people are following these false religions. And so please, look to the blood of Jesus Christ in Him alone. Know that the Lord Jesus is coming quickly. Don't reverence some man. The only one that is to be honored and glorified and worshiped is God Himself. And the Scripture verse tells us that in verse 9. It says, please, please. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. Worship God. That's what you need to do. And it's so sad today to see all these things going on because of the deceit and the lying. And now we find a kind of a strange statement here in verse 10. It's, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Seal not. Seal not. If you go back to Daniel chapter 12, you see, Scripture confirms Scripture. You go back to Daniel chapter 12, he was commanded to seal the book. And he questioned that. He said, when shall these things be? And he didn't, Daniel didn't understand when God told him to seal the book and rest until the time of the end, the Scripture tells us. Well, now here in this Scripture verse 10, it says, seal not, for the time is at hand. You see what's taken place from the time of Daniel till this time? We have went from sealing it. It's not time yet. And Daniel listened. Daniel was told, shut it and wait. Daniel did. He sealed and waited. Here we are to open it, for the end has come. We're that close to His return that we're told to open it and see what is there. Jesus is coming soon, and it is now. So please be ready and be prepared. This afternoon, please, before you go through the financial reports, read Daniel chapter 12. And so I know that you're all good students, and you'll take care of those things. And so read Daniel chapter 12. It's a wonderful chapter to read in the book of Daniel. On now to the 11th verse, because, again, don't seal it. It's time. The time is at hand in verse 10. Verse 12, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. We seem to have two classes here. We have the unjust and the filthy, the righteous and the holy. And the Scripture tells us still, unjust still, filthy still, righteous still, holy still. What it is it's finished. That's the reason, my friend, we know that when somebody dies, there is no second chance. There is no promotion from an intermediate place to heaven after death has taken place. Once you die physically, the decision is over. It's finished. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you're of the thought that somebody can pray for you and pray you up to heaven afterwards, you're going to have that thought for eternity in hell. Because it doesn't work that way. And we know it doesn't work that way because God tells us so. There are two classes here. And so those that choose not to come by faith to Jesus and be trusted in the blood will remain unjust and filthy. And the word, the meaning there, if you look at the Greek, it even brings in a little broader because it tells us that it will increase. So not only stay, but it will increase. And so unjust and filthiness will increase. So will righteousness and holiness. They will increase. All destinies are fixed. And that word still means fixed. It means permanent. Permanent. Now, folks that believe otherwise, they're being lied to. And that's not my opinion. That's the Word of God. The Word of God tells us that. And so please, don't go by a person, an individual. Look to the Word of God. Find the truth in the Word of God and stand upon that. Because that eternal day comes. And your destiny is set the day that you die. Whether that's at age 20 or 50 or 100, it's done. I've underlined that word still, unjust still, filthy still, righteous still, holy still. If you die with the blood of Jesus covering you, taking your sins away, eternally you're going to be with the Lord. Growing and enjoying His presence, having the light of the Lord Jesus. If you choose not to, the lake of fire will be your home through eternity. The words come from our Lord Jesus here in verse 12, and behold, I come quickly. I come quickly. Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. We're reminded over and over again. That's the reason that this book is to be read, it's to be studied, it's to be enjoyed, because it is so informative as far as today. Today we need to be ready. I come quickly. And also he brings with him rewards to give every man according as his work shall be. And then it continues there and says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the only one that can hold such a title. The only one that can speak these words is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is just part of his divine titles. And if you would look with me back to John chapter 1, we were there in Sunday school this morning, John chapter 1. We're going to read the first three verses. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, first and last. You'll find similar verses of Scripture in Revelation 1:8, 1:17, and 21:6. Verse 14, he says, come quickly in verse 12. In verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Do his commandments. If you would look that up in the Greek, you'll find that it says, blessed are they who have washed their robes. Blessed are they that have washed their robes. You see, we're very clear. Romans chapter 10, verse 4, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. No one inherits eternal life by keeping the commandments. No one. You can live the best life you can live, and you're going to find yourself where the filthy and the unjust will be. which will be in the lake of fire. All can enjoy the tree of life, go in and out of the city, but only those that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Washed by the blood of the Lamb. We have one more verse here, the 15th verse, and I will close with that verse. Because when we read this 15th verse, it says, "For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." We find the Lord Jesus coming quickly. We find that He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We find all that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb that are will have their place in heaven. And yet it seems that outside, just in reading that at the surface, it seems that outside the city walls, we're going to find the dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters. That can't be. And that's exactly right. It can't be. It's not just outside the city limits. It is outside everything that God has made new. He has made the earth new. He has made Jerusalem new. All those places where we will be without these things. We will not have this. They will be in existence. You see, this is a scripture verse that confirms that hell is eternal just like heaven. And so those that are of the world and love the world and hated God and chose not to trust in the blood of Jesus, they will be forever. And God keeps putting those verses in each section of Scripture here to remind us that there's a choice. The eternity is eternity. Whether you go to hell or heaven, it's forever. So today, the Scripture says, "I come quickly." He says, "Ah." He said that 2,000 years ago. That's right. They said the same thing about His coming the first time. Probably wasn't going to happen. Don't listen to the world. That's the ignorance of the world. Listen to the Word of God, because the Word of God says, "I come quickly." Each generation needs to be prepared, needs to be ready. Will we be the generation that He comes and takes us away? Very possibly. If not, the day I take my last breath and they put my body into the grave, I'm going to be in the presence of my Lord, because my sins are taken care of by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed upon the cross of Calvary. I hope you know Jesus today. I hope you've trusted in Him. I hope you know that that's the only way. There's no other way but by the cross of Jesus. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank and praise You today that we can come and enjoy these precious verses. You've given them to us. You've told us to study them and to look at them and to search them and seek Your will with them. I just ask that You've touched every heart, that there's been everyone that's here today is listening. They're hearing Your words. They're responding to Your words, whether it be for salvation, to be saved, to come to the cross of Calvary where You, Lord Jesus, have died for us, or, dear Lord, for us to grow and continue to have Your wisdom and understanding. So please guide and lead us now, dear Lord, today, whatever the need may be, as we sing this closing hymn, this hymn of invitation, please that folks would respond and respond publicly, dear Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.